Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Bava Basra Daf Ayin Ches. We begin at the Mishnah, which is eight lines off the top of the Amud. Hamoicher es hachamar. Okay, now he's selling a donkey. What's included? Loimachar kelav, all the equipment, the accessories are not covered. Nocham hamodi oimer, they are included. Machar kelav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, let's strike a compromise. Pa'amim mechurin, at times they are included. Pa'amim einon mechurin, at times they're excluded. Ketzad, for instance. Hoya chamar lefonov, v'kelev olov. There was a donkey standing there with its equipment on it. V'amar loy, the buyer offers to the seller, mechur li chamarcha zeh. Please sell me this donkey. What he meant is, as is, with its additional equipment. Hare kelev mechurin. But if he merely asked him, chamarcha who, is this your donkey? He just meant to buy the donkey. Ein kelav mechurin, in which case the added equipment, the accessories, are excluded. Amar ula, you should know the machlekes, the discussion that we're having in the Mishnah. Whether or not we included the equipment pertains to a certain category, a certain set of equipment. Besak, v'diskia, v'kumni, sak, diskia, these sacks, are these containers meant for loading up the animal with the loads. The chumni is meant for women riders, so apparently they sit, maybe sideways, so they have to have this sort of support cushion. So this is load equipment. These aren't riding equipment. So according to the Tanakama Sovar, they're not included. You know why? Stam chamur lirukayv koi. Typically, a donkey is meant for riding, not for carrying loads. So these load accessories are not typically included. And even the kumni, which is meant for women riders, says the Rashbam, typically a chamor is meant for male riders. The stam chamor, the rukivas anoshim koi. A woman sits like a load, so to speak, and the donkey is not primarily intended for that. So unless specified otherwise, these items meant for carrying loads are not included in the sale. V'nocham amadi sovar, whereas Nocham amadi disagrees. He holds stam chamor lemasui koi. Typically, a chamor is meant for carrying loads, and therefore you're entitled to all these items, all this equipment, which serves that purpose. Avol says the Gemara ukav umar das kilkli v'chavak. Ukav is a saddle, mar das is like a mat. Kilkli v'chavak, these straps, which are meant to aid in the riding of a donkey, divrei hakol mechurin, all agree. They are included because a donkey is certainly meant for human riders. Okay, so according to Ula, riding equipment included. Even according to Nachman Amadi, some mafarshim explain, because either he holds that a donkey is meant for both functions equally, or even if it's primarily meant for carrying loads, but a close second is the ridership capacity. So when it comes to riding equipment, included. Load equipment, machlekes. Meisveh, here comes a kasha from a brice. Chamar v'kelev ani meicher lach. Look, I'm selling you the donkey with all its related equipment. Hareza mochar sa ukav. Vesa mardas. Right, these are the riding equipment. Vesa kilkli, vesa chavak. So all these are covered. Avalei mochar sak v'disk v'kumni. But the load-carrying stuff is not included. But if he stipulated to him, specifically he, v'chol mashi'oleo, I'm giving you the chamor, and anything that happens to be on the donkey currently, so in this case, it's all included. Harei kulon mechurin, says the Gemara. Ta'amadu amalei chamor v'kelev, hu dekani. Now, it's pretty clear in the Braisa that the only reason why he's going to be getting the ukaf and the mardas, right? The riding equipment is only because if you look at the beginning of the braisa. What word did he use? What phrase did he use? Chamar v'kelav, right? Chamar v'kelav ani meicher lach. He didn't simply say, I'm selling you a donkey. Chamar v'kelav. Only because of that. Taima da'amar loy. Chamar v'kelav Hudekani Ukav Amar Das. Apparently, that's the reason why he gets this Ukav and Mardas, which is riding equipment. But apparently, if he omitted, if he failed to mention that he's including the Kalim, he gets nothing but the animal. And Ula just finished telling us that basic riding equipment is always included, irrespective of any stipulations or lack of. Answers the Gemara, Hu adin dafka le'omerle, chamar v'kelev nami, ukaf umar das mechurin. You should know that even if he failed to mention chamar v'kelev, he'll still get those basic items. V'hoka mashmalon, but the point of the brisa is to bring out a chiddush. The afagav da'omerle chamar v'kelev, that even if he did choose to add those words, chamar v'kelev, don't think he gets it all. Sak v'diskia, v'kumni loikani. So although he added the word v'kelev, don't think he gets the other accessories meant for carrying loads, like the sak and the diskia and the kumni. But of course, even if he failed to say the word v'kelev, he simply offered him a chamar. He's still entitled to riding equipment, which provides the basic function of the animal. My kumni, what is this kumni item? Amar papa rashmo merkafta denashi, to support a woman when she rides. Iboilu, here comes a shayla. Bo'idin ola machlekes. So the Mishnah has a machlekes, right? This extra equipment. Tanakama says excluded. Nachum Amadli says included. Bo'idin ola machlekes. Are we speaking that these items are already loaded on the donkey? They're attached to the donkey? And still the Tanakama says excluded. Aval b'she'enon olav. But if they were not on the animal, all would agree, even Nachum Hamadi would agree, it's off the deal. So you need that location fact, the fact that it's sitting on the animal, to trigger Nachum Hamadi's opinion. His position is based on the fact that it's somewhat related to the animal, and it's sitting on the animal. Dilma, on the other hand, you can say, B'she'en and Olam Achleikas. The Mishnah is speaking about the equipment that's off the animal. And it's dafka there that the Tanakhama maintains it's not included. Because they're two separate entities. But if it would be on the animal itself, all would agree it's bundled together. It's enwrapped on the animal. It's one entity unless specified otherwise. Aval b'sh oydan olav, but if it would be sitting on the animal itself, mo'idu le'rabbanan l'nachem, perhaps Tanakhama, the Rabbanan would agree to Nachem, it's included. So are we speaking on the animal or off the animal? Toshmaya comes a right. The Mishnah itself says, Ubizman, Sha'omar Loi. Actually, it's the second part of that brisa that we just mentioned. Ubizman Sha'omar Loi, but let's say the seller specifically stipulates, Hu v'chamasha olav, harikulan mechurin. You're getting the entire package, the animal and anything on the animal. Then we say, even according to Tanakama, it's all included. Now this sounds like the items are actually strapped on the animal. So now if, in fact, the case in our Mishnah, likewise, is speaking where it's on the animal, so this Braisa, which says that even while on the animal, it's not included unless you specify and you add that it's all one package. He v'chol masha olav. Who's speaking? Whose opinion is expressed here? That's the Tanakhama. Even when it's on the animal, it's not included unless specifies. Hamani rabbani. Ela yamres b'she'en ola oydan ola machlekes. But if we go to the second side of the coin, our discussion pertains to off the animal. And only in that case does Tanakhama exclude the items. Ava bo'eidin olav divrei akol mechurin. But when it's on the animal, all agree, even Tanakhama agrees, it's included. Now we have a kasha. The brisa here is speaking that it's on the animal, and still, it's not included. Whose shita is that? Whose position is that? Hamani! Says the Gemara, you know what? Lo'ilam b'she'ein olav oydan olav machlekes. Yeah, granted, perhaps we're speaking The whole machlokes, the whole discussion pertains to off the animal. V'rabbanan hi. And in fact, this brisa, which says likewise, is the rabbanan. Right? Because even the rabbanan would agree that when it's off the that when it's on the animal, it's included. Right? So the machlokes is off the animal, but if it's on the animal, all agree that it's included. V'rabbanan hi. And this brisa, which says that it's not included unless he specifies who v'chamasha olav, is the rabbanan speaking. So the question is, hold it. If the brisa is speaking that the equipment is sitting on the animal, as evidenced by this statement, who v'chamasha olav, I'm giving you everything, including what's on it. Apparently it's sitting on the animal. And the brisa seems to say it's not going to be included despite the fact it's sitting on the animal unless he specifies, right? Unless he says clearly, I'm giving it to you. That's really the rabbanon shita v'rabbanon hi. We have to interpret the brisa as follows. Ve'ema. Let's revise the wording of the brisa. U'bezman she'amar layhu v'chol masha roilius alav. Instead of, I'm selling you the animal and anything on the animal, which would indicate that the equipment is positioned on the chamar. No, that's not what he said. We're not speaking about such a case. The items are on the floor. The items are lying next to the animal. What he told him was, "Hu b'chol masha roi liyosalav." I'm selling you the donkey and anything that's meant to be on the donkey. All the other equipment lying nearby. That's what he told him. So of course we're not speaking that it's actually on the animal. Okay, so in conclusion, perhaps, the whole machlokes, our whole discussion, pertains to equipment off-site, off the animal. You know, the extra load equipment, right, that we discussed before. Tanakama says not included. Nachman Bade says is included. But theoretically, if it would be on the animal, all would agree that it's one package. Now, when it's off the animal, where according to Tanakama, it's not included, but if he told them, look, I am including the animal and anything, you know, any related accessories. Then even though the accessories are sitting on, off the animal, they're included. Tashmai, comes another attempt at a riot, at determining the context of our machlekes. Is the equipment on or off the animal? Tashmai, Rabbi Daimer, let's continue. So in our Mishnah, we have a third sheet, Rabbi Yehuda, Pa'amim Mechurin, Pa'amim She'enin Mechurin, at times, included, at times not. My love. Let's assume Rabbi Yehuda is responding to the, Tanakama's discussion, right? Amai dekomar Tanakama koi Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Naturally, right? We'll assume Rabbi Yehuda is relating to the Tanakama's case. Now, Rabbi Yehuda makes that distinction between if he asked him for chamer chazeh, give me this animal the way it is with its equipment, versus where he just said, chamer chahu, right? So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda is speaking that the items are on the animal. Chamer chazah, look, give it to me as is. And apparently, the whole Mishnah is speaking about such a case. Says him or no? Loi, perhaps not. Perhaps, Tanakama is speaking where the equipment is off the animal. Which would imply that if it were to be on the animal itself, even Tanakama would consider it part of the package. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says, guess what? Not so easy, not so quick. Rabbi Yehuda Musachri Kamar. He's coming to present the third view. You should know, even if it's on the animal, it depends. I'm not so quick to give it to him. Sure, if he says Chamer Chazeh, yeah, of course it's all included. But if he said Chamer Chahi, it's not. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ravash, here comes another attempt at a raya, and trying to determine the context of our discussion. Is the equipment on or off the animal? Toshma, we have a previous Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayin, right? Mochar sa koroin, lo mochar sa predes. If he sold him the wagon, the buggy, it's not assumed that he sold him the animals. V'toni rav chiyah bar marav, k'mei de rav avo, mochar sa koroin, mochar sa predes. Right? We had that other brisa, which seemed to contradict the Mishnah. When he sold him the koroin, we include the mules as well. And he asked him, what do you mean? How could you? Doesn't our mission say otherwise? It says clearly, not include. Varmalei and the Chacham asked him, Ismail, am I meant to delete this brisa, which seems to be erroneous? Varmalei says, no. Loi, you don't have to. Tetarge masnisich madukim boy. There's a simple solution to your brisa. We're speaking that the mules are hitched to the wagon. It's one package. It's one bundle. And that's why it's all one and the same entity. Can we imply from here that the Mishnah there, which separates the animals from the wagon, is speaking that it's not? They're not tied together. Okay, so apparently the context there is separate, right? Now we're assuming, we're just drawing a parallel from the fact that the first part of our discussion, meaning the Mishnah discussing the horse and buggy sale, is discussing a separate entity where the animals are separated from the buggy. Let's assume that the next part of the Mishnah, speaking about the donkey with its equipment, is speaking that it's separate. So apparently we're speaking that the equipment is not sitting on the animal. The rabbi says, the more if anything, go the other way. Go back to the very first part of our discussion. Back in the first Mishnah of Halperik, where he sold him a ship, says the Mishnah, what's included? Yeah, the basic equipment, but not the extra stuff. Not the ship crew, or the merchandise sitting on the ship. Remember we explained, my antiki, what is this antiki? The equipment sitting, the merchandise sitting in the ship. In the ship. Apparently we're speaking that the items are on site. Iska the bidgava, right? Umudereisha by denolav, and apparently since that first part, that initial part of our discussion, is speaking that the questionable items are sitting in the actual on-site, sefer nami by denolav, likewise the next part. For instance, today's discussion with the donkey equipment relates to equipment sitting on the animal itself. So, you had an idea one way. If anything, I can infer the other way. Elo tana mili miliktani. Apparently, we can't, draw a parallel from one case to the other. The Mishnah is going from case to case. One is speaking that the item is sitting on the original item. One is speaking that it's off-site. And the Rashbam says it's all about minhaga shel olam. It's all about, the assumed, practice, business practice. Yesh Dover, says the Rashbam, Shubuchlal Chaveri Boy Denolov. There are some items that are considered part and parcel of the original item, of the mother item, when it's sitting on it. Yesh Dover, Sheim Bechlal Leafil Boy Denolov. Some things are not included, even if it's sitting on the item, so you can't really, prove from one to the other. Okay, so let's just quickly summarize. We have a Mishnah with three shittas regarding the Chamor equipment. Included or not included? Ula explains, riding equipment, of course. That's the primary shimush of the chamor. Of course, it's meant to be there. It's meant to be part of the package. The question arises regarding, load carrying equipment, loading equipment. Tanakama says not included. Nachum Avadi says included. And we had a shaila. Are we speaking that it's off the animal? That's why it's not included. Or we're speaking even if it's on the animal and still not included, we left it unresolved. Amar Abaye, Simon Zagam Nasam. Amar Abaye, I'll give you an entire list. A long list of names of different shittas, different tannoim, found throughout the Shas, but they all have somewhat of a common denominator. Rashbam explains they're not exactly speaking the same language, but they're on the same track. Shemoisifin mechiras tashmishin tfei merabonin de tu, says Rashbam. You'll find that all of these opinions, all of these tannoim, will add a bit more, give a bit more, will expand the package. The purchase package, a bit more than their opposing opinion, than the Chacham. They're more inclusive. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shum Gamliel, V'Rabbi Meir, V'Rabbi Nosson, V'Sumchus, V'Nocham Habadi, that's the one now Mishnah, right? Kulu, they all seem to hold. Sviralu, Kimaz bin Inish, Midi, when a person sells an item, he sells more than just the basic bare minimum. It's presumed to be a more generous sale than not. Iyo, the actual item, V'chota shmishtei mazbin, all its associated, relevant equipment. Rabbi Lezer, where do we find Rabbi Lezer? This not. We had it back in, right? Rabbi Lezer, oimah moichar say sabad, when a person sells a oil press, machar sakaira. The pressing beam is included, as opposed to the Tanakam, who disagrees. who considers that to be a separate deal. Rav Shim Gamliel, that's not. Rav Shim Gamliel, I'm Mechas Ha'ir, Mechas Ha'Santa. When you sell a city, it's assumed that you sold a Santa, which according to one Shita is the expert surveyor, he's the city clerk, and critical for the proper functioning of the city, he's included as well. He's, of course, a slave, right? Rameir, the Sanya, we find Rameo Eimer Machas Akerem, Machar Tashmishtek Akerem. When you sell a vineyard, the items serving the vineyard are included as well. Rab Nassan Vesumchas, what do we have these two opinions? Bitzis Vedugis, that's regarding a ship. They both hold that you've sold the secondary little, fishing shuttle ship as well. Nachem Amadi, that's our Mishnah, Hadamaran, that the donkey equipment is included as well. So far we discussed both shittes. Tanakamo says donkey equipment out. Nachum Hamadi says in. Rabbi Da Omer, a third shita, pamim mechurin, sometimes included, sometimes not. When he says chamarcha zu, it's included. Chamarcha hu, it's not included. Why? Maishna chamarcha zu. U maishna chamarcha hu. What's the difference if he says zu or hu? Amarava means like this. Chamarcha zu. When he says chamarcha zu, yada da chamra de deyu. He knew. He was aware of the fact that this chamar belongs to his good friend, the seller. Right? Because there was only one donkey there. So why did he say zu? He knew. Yada the chamar de deyu. Why the kamalei zu? Why did he say the word zu? Mishum kalev kamalei. His purpose was to include the equipment. Chamar chazu, sell it to me with all its equipment. Right? The way it is, with all its equipment attached. Chamar chahu, but if he says chamar chahu, Rashbam says mash maloshen sheila. It's like a question mark. Is this your donkey? The lo yada the chamar de dayu. He didn't realize. He didn't know. He wanted to confirm ownership. Is this yours? V'achi karmelay. And this is what he meant to tell him. Chamar chahu shen timkerendali. Is this in fact your donkey, which you can sell me? So here, he wasn't trying to add anything. It was just a question. Is this your thing, right? So he didn't mean to add more than just a basic donkey itself, and therefore, all he gets is a donkey, right? Chamar chahu. Either he actually said in a question mark in a question, tone, or just the actual word sounds like it's a question. He was just querying, just confirming. So of course, he only gets the basic animal. But, says the Mishnah, Amechar sachamor, mechar sasiach. Siach is a young donkey. Okay, so he gets the mother and her son. Mechar sapara, le mechar sbna. But if he buys a cow, it's not assumed that he gets the young calf with the mother cow. Why? Why the difference between a cow and a donkey? We'll see in the Gemara. Mechar ashpa, mechar zivla. If he purchased a garbage dump, all the garbage is included. Machar bar, machar meimia. The water inside a bar is included as well. Machar kaveres, machar bar. He bought a beehive. All the bees, the inhabitants of that beehive, are included as well. And finally, machar shoivach, machar yonim. He sold a birdhouse, bird coop. The pigeons are included as well. Now, what's the difference between the baby donkey and the baby cow? Hey chidami, what exactly did he say? What words did he use? Either amalehi ubina, if the seller said to him, I'm selling you the animal with its offspring, afilu paro ubina nami. So then include the calf as well. Either lo ya amalehi ubina, if he didn't say that, he just told him, I'm selling you the donkey, I'm selling you the cow, afilu chamar nami loy. So by the donkey as well, the child is not included. Amar Papa, the Amalei, what happened was he told him, Chamoir Meinika. I'm selling you a nursing donkey. Upara Meinika, a nursing cow. Ani Meichaloch, that's what I'm selling you. Now, what was the point of adding the word nursing? Bishlame Par Ikalame Melechelbu Kabayla. When it comes to the cow, it can very well be that he did not intend to include the calf. The reason for mentioning the nursing aspect, that it's a milk-producing cow, which is a great thing. He's just highlighting the ability of this cow. It's a nursing cow. But he did not mean to include the calf. Right? It asked the inherent value of the cow. What was the point of saying a nursing donkey? He's not going to drink the milk of a donkey anyway. So apparently, what he was trying to do is to allude to the fact that she has an offspring with her. He has a baby. Maika Amali Shmamino Hubino Kamali meant to include the Ben as well. And that's how we get to the difference between the two cases. Continues the Gemara. Why is it that a young donkey is called a siach? Where does the word come from? That's because he's still young and relatively innocent and pliable. He listens to, he follows orders, as opposed to an older, mature donkey, which needs to whip the head around, you know, with the slapped around with the. Why is it called a siach? Shemahalech achar sicha. No. He complies to just, you know, soft instructions. Sicha no. Amar v'shmo bar Nachman amar v'yechon. Oh, that takes us into a Agadata piece, which is based on a pasuk in Bamidbar. Ma'idich siv, what does the pasuk mean? Al-kein, yoimra ha-moishlim. The pasuk continues, boyu cheshboin tibone v'sikoinin ir sichain. And the Rashbam explains that this is describing a war, but it seems to be unnecessary. What's the point of going into all the details with the Moishlim, with Sichain, with all that? There's a very profound, powerful lesson of inspiration embedded in the Pasuk and how to deal with the Yetzer Hara and the temptations that come our way. Yomra Moishlim, who are these Moishlim? The ones in control. Hamoishlam elu hamoishlam biyitzram. Those who control the Yetzer Hara. Rashbam says, Zidat tzadikim. As the pasuk in Mishlei says, Umoishel beruchay miloike dir. Tzadik moishel yiras elikim, pasuk in Shmuel. Who's in the driver's seat of tzadik? Elu hamoishlam biyitzram. Bo cheshbon. What are they telling us all the time? What are they declaring? How are they advising us? Come along with us. Bo yuvenachashim cheshbon shalelu. Let's sit down and calculate. Let's not be threatened. Let's not feel overwhelmed by our challenges. Let's sit down and just make a cheshbon. Simple math. And figure out which way to go. Have said mitzvah. How much does a person lose, so to speak? What is the extent of the sacrifices required to do a mitzvah? Keneged tzchara, oh! In contrast to the anticipated reward, which is much greater. It's a worthwhile deal, worthwhile investment. As opposed to tzchara avera, the apparent joy and satisfaction from doing something unright, connected of seda, as opposed to the anticipated detrimental outcome. So it's a simple calculation. We're long-term investors, right? Short-term pain for long-term gain. If one does that, he's successful. That's the key to success. If you follow this formula, not only are you going to have eternal reward in the next world. In this world itself, you'll live a more joyous, content life. You'll be built in this world and in the next world. What does that mean? As opposed to a person who allows himself to wallow in temptation, to get attracted by, like this, this young mule, this young donkey, Shamahalech Achar Sichanoe, who, as we said before, lets himself be manipulated by soft talk. In this case, the sweet talk of the Yetzer Hara. Maksiv Achra, what is the pasuk next to it? Ki eish yotzei mecheshbon. And the pasuk continues, ki eish yotzei mecheshbon, right? Lahava mekiryas sichoin, ochla, I'm just reading the entire part. Ochla ar moyav, bali bomes arnoin, and then it says, vaniram avad cheshboin adivoin vanashim ad neifach ala sharad meivas. We're going to go through the entire passage. The person allows himself to be tempted and falls into the trap. What does it say afterwards? What's the outcome? What does it trigger a fire? Let's take a look at the next passage. It says, ki eish yotzu mi cheshboin, a fire will emanate from cheshboin, lahava mekiryas sichoin, a flame from sichoin's place, achla or moyev consumes or moyev, bali bomes arnon, vaniram avad cheshbon, adivoin, vanashim ad neifach, asherat meiv. So we learn it like this. If one allows himself to be tempted, falls into the Yetzirah's enticements, a fire will come out from Cheshbon. What does that mean? When one arrives to the Olam Haba, Chas v'Shalom, he'll be filled with regret. If you recall, we had the Gemara the other day that even a person of high stature, when he looks over his shoulder in Olam Haba and he sees the next person with much greater achievements that he himself could have gotten to as well, he's filled with regret. That was the fire, right? We said there's like a fire, and meaning he'll be, I guess, like charred by being exposed to the person on a higher level, a higher stature. He'll feel bad that he didn't get there as well. So that's the pasuk here. Teisa eish, a fire comes out in mechashvin from the tzaddikim on a higher level. V'toicheles she'inan mechashvin, consumes and affects and hurts and fills with regret those who haven't reached that level, who have not been careful and calculating and and being responsible for their actions. Lohavim mikiryas sichon, a flame comes out from kiryas sichon. What does that mean? From the tzaddikim, mikiryas tzaddikim shnikroin nikru sichon. The flame, so to speak, will come from the tzaddikim, who are called sichon. Rashbam says sichon are trees. Tzaddikim are called trees. They are deeply rooted and produce fruit, etc. Tzaddik atam yifrach. So it's just a marshal to the tzaddikim, and when a person in Olam Haba will see what he could have gotten to, and he failed to do so, achla ar maya, it's going to consume ar maya. What does that mean? That malach achar yitzar ka'ayir zeh. It's going to consume our mayav, like this ayir, this long animal who just allows himself to be manipulated by sweet, attractive talk. Mayav, says Rashbam, is lashon of ta'avasa. He allows himself to be led by his desires. Bali, bomis, arnoin, these are the haughty people who are infected with haughtiness. Elu gasi ruach. The Amar Mar, as the Pasuk says, called Adam, as the Gemara says, called Adam Sheshbo Yigas Ruach. A person who's filled with, a person who's affected by Gav, and if he'll be Gehenim, he's going to fall into Gehenim. So, in Olam Haba, a person will experience regret and tsar unless he avoids these temptations of being drawn by illicit desires and haughtiness. Vanira Mama Rosh, Ein Ram. So the pasuk says Vaniram. Vaniram means Amar Rasha Ein Ram. The Rasha denies the existence of a higher authority. Ein Ram. Avad Cheshbon. What does that mean? Avad Cheshbon. There's no nobody's keeping track. There's no accountability. Avad Cheshbon Yishloilam. What happens then? Ad Divin. That's the response. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem tells him Hamtein. Well, okay, wait around. Ad Shiyavaydin. Until the time of reckoning comes along. V'nashim at neifach. What does that mean? Until you'll be affected by this bellowing fire, asha tovi eish, she'ena tzricha nipuach. Until the fire of Gehenim comes along. A fire does not need to be fanned. Ad meidva. What does that mean? Asha tadiv nishmas. Until the neshama of the Yerushalayim will have tsar and distress and get their cleansing. But Amrilo, some have a different interpretation. Ad Meidva means Ad David my boy. The fire rages until Hashem does what he needs to do and cleanses the Rishayim. So what's the antidote? Cheshbon, right? Boyu Cheshbon. Cheshbon is Shaloylam. To think ahead, to anticipate, to calculate, and do things responsibly. Okay, back to the beginning of the daf. We have a fellow selling a chamar. The kelim are not included. Nachman, what they say is they are included. Ulu explains, we're speaking about not riding equipment. Of course that's included. We're speaking about carrying equipment, load equipment. We had a shayla whether we're speaking where the equipment is situated on the animal or off the animal. Abai gave us a long list of tanoim who are more inclusive in terms of their sales. We have Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chamar Chazeh, that's all inclusive. Chamar Chahu, it's not. Chamar includes the offspring, because we're speaking that he said that it's a nursing animal. Apparently that was his intention. A para does not include the calf. Even though he said it's a nursing cow, he meant a milk-producing cow. Then we have other items in the Mishnah which are all inclusive, one package, ashpa with the zevel, bar with the mayim, kaveris with the dvarim, and shoivach with the yoinim. And we concluded with boyu nechashev cheshboina shel olam to get us to the highest places in El Haba. Amen, Kenny Rotson. All the best to you, Ratzlacha Rabba.